When I was 19 years old, a little pink plus sign changed my life. I never thought it could happen to me. Growing up in an LDS family, we went to church every Sunday. I went to Young Women's, which is a group for teenage girls to go and really learn about morals and standards. And some of the standards that we teach are: don't have sex before you're married, don't drink alcohol, avoid drugs, you know, serve others, love others. Really builds a strong base for young women, and I did have that growing up. But I don't know how strong my testimony was. Like a lot of teens, I wanted my freedom from my parents. And when I left home for college, I questioned everything that I was taught. I honestly felt like this church was full of rules and restrictions. So while I was down at college, I kind of got with a group of friends that maybe had standards that were different from what I grew up with and what I was taught. There was parties, like any college, you can find parties, you can get into trouble. And I surrounded myself in it and I got swallowed up in it. And it was a life that I had never imagined myself, but it was a very slippery slope for me. You know, I began drinking on the weekends, and the weekends turned a couple days a week, and I just found myself falling farther away from my Savior and Heavenly Father, and I could feel that absence so strong. And I met a guy at a party. He was nice enough and he was a good guy, but again, not one I had imagined I would marry, that deep down I wanted to be with. But I decided I didn't really have anywhere else to go, so I decided to move in with him. A couple months after we moved in together, I decided I should probably start getting smart and thinking about birth control. I never really thought it would happen to me, but I just thought, no, I should probably do something about it, but, you know, kind of put it off in my mind. And I just remember waking up and feeling different. I decided to take a pregnancy test, and the first one I took was positive, and I didn't want to believe it. So I took a few more, and the results were the same. And I was so scared. I was scared that I was letting my family down. I was scared to bring another human into this world that I didn't understand and that I felt foreign in. I felt so alone. I might have been surrounded by people, but I felt so alone. I was sitting in my apartment one day, and a primary hymn that we're taught when we're really young, "I Am a Child of God," came into my mind, and I burst into tears because that was the first time I actually felt Him. I felt my Savior. I felt my Heavenly Father, and I knew that He cared about me, and I knew that He cared about this little girl, and that He had a plan for me. And it had been years. I couldn't even remember the last time I prayed. And I felt unworthy to pray. I felt like, why would He want to listen to me now after I had neglected Him? But I did. My first prayer changed it all for me. Yeah, my little girl's birth father decided to ask me to marry him. He felt like that was the best thing to do. And I mean, we both wanted to give this little girl a mom and a dad who love her. And sometimes that works out great for people. And I just knew that I didn't want to get married just because I was pregnant. I wanted to get married because I love him. But I knew that wasn't the case. And as hard as it was, I knew that I needed to let him go and I needed my family with me. So I ended up moving back home. My family just welcomed me with open arms and so much love for me. It was the same experience when I was praying. I felt like I was unworthy for that love, but it was exactly what I needed at that time. I was so nervous to tell my parents. It's not exactly the best news to deliver. And I remember sitting on my parents' bed, and I knew they knew. They were just waiting for me to say it. And I was in tears, and I was ashamed. I was embarrassed. I was so scared again. I knew they were disappointed in me, but they just showed so much love and compassion for me. Eventually, I got excited. I got excited to be a mom. I got excited for, you know, that stage of life. But there was always something in the back of my mind. I've seen so many amazing women, so many amazing single mothers who have worked it out, and it was the best decision for them. And I was excited to be there and be with them and in that same stage of life. But for some reason, I just felt like she wasn't mine. I wanted this decision to be mine and mine alone. I wanted this decision to be between me and Heavenly Father, because I knew that he had a plan for her, and he loved her even more than I did. And I was so prayerful about it. I knew there were so many good options. You know, being a mom is a great thing. I wanted it to be the right thing for me. And, you know, through much prayer and much humility, I just had to take myself out of it and realize that this little girl has a purpose and a plan. And for some reason, she needed to come through me to find her family. As hard as that was to realize, and as much as I loved her and still love her, I knew that's exactly what Heavenly Father wanted me to do. After I decided to place my little girl, I knew that finding her family was going to be really hard. There were so many amazing parents who wanted children so bad, and who I know would be amazing parents. And I read thousands of profiles. I was so overwhelmed with this next decision of finding her family, and I felt like I was praying 24/7. I felt like the only thing that I could do to get me through each day was to pray and to continually have a prayer in my heart. And I just wanted to know, okay, who is her family? I just wanted it to be, you know, a big sign saying, this is her family, it's this easy, she's there right here. But it wasn't that easy. It took a lot of prayer. And the second I saw this family's blog, I just fell in love with them. Saw how much love radiated between the mom and dad, and they had so much love for their son. It was very apparent in this blog, and I was so overcome with the Spirit. I just felt at peace. Even though life was hard and even though life was crazy, that is what I was waiting for. I was waiting for that peace and that confirmation. I was so excited. I emailed them that same day that I read their blog, and I said, I would love to come meet you guys. I remember walking in to their house, and my family had no idea. But I remember walking in, and I felt like I was at home. I felt so much love there, and I felt so much peace there. And I told them that they better get ready, because their little girl is coming really soon. And they were so excited. They were so excited, and their excitement dulled my pain just a little bit. This experience was definitely a life-changing one, one that was full of pain and heartache, hard decisions, and sleepless nights. And I know the only way that I could make it through was with God. And I felt like I had his constant companionship through this whole experience. I felt like he would send me so many just amazing people in my life to help me. Whether that was a card one day if I was having a really hard day, or a phone call from a friend. I don't think I ever felt closer to God than through this experience. I finally decided to tell my family about the decision I made. I was a little nervous because they were excited for me. My mom was excited to be a grandma. My sisters were excited to be aunts. And my brother was excited to be an uncle. I knew that my decision didn't just affect me. It affected my little girl, her birth father, and my family. When I told them, I think my family felt that same peace that I felt, and they knew that this was the right decision for her and for me. Again, I just felt an overwhelming sense of love from them. When I finally went into labor, I thought I was prepared. I thought, okay, I made this decision. I've grieved. This will be okay. I'll be okay. And the second I saw her, I saw how beautiful she was, how perfect she was. And I realized that I would not be taking her home with me. My heart broke a million pieces. The first time I held her, I knew that my hugs would be very few. And it was almost like I had to make that decision all over again, because it was real, because I could see her. I was holding her. I could just envision her potential. And it was so hard. I thought I was ready for it, but I wasn't. And I remember it was around Christmas time when she was born. And it was December 23rd. I was in the hospital with her. It was my last night with her. And I remember pleading with God, please take this pain away. I said, I can't do this. I can't do this alone. I never understood what love was, ever, until I looked at this little girl. I got a glimpse, just a small glimpse, at how much love God has for me. God has for my little girl, that God has for every single one of us. I never understood love till then. That night I remember thinking, how am I gonna move forward in life? How am I supposed to move on without her? How am I supposed to leave this hospital empty-handed? I didn't think it was possible, and I pleaded with God. I was begging God. And I remember asking my dad for a father's blessing. And I said, Dad, I can't even function right now. This pain was so hard. I don't remember what was said in the prayer, but I honestly felt God's arms around me. I knew he was there. I know he's real. He carried me through that whole night. I didn't sleep. I just stayed up holding her and looking at her, knowing that I only had hours with her. I was only her mom for a few more hours, and I burned those images in my mind so that I would never forget. I just remember feeling peace. I remember feeling that same peace that I felt when I decided to place my little girl. I remember feeling that same peace that I felt when I walked into her adoptive parents' home. And I knew things were gonna be okay. I knew I was gonna be okay. And I knew that my little girl would have the most amazing life. I knew. The next morning on Christmas Eve was when I signed my parental rights away. And I remember getting up, and I wanted her to look really pretty. I picked out an outfit for her. And there was a shirt that I bought her that said, best gift ever. And I made sure she looked perfect for her new family. And after that last signature, I felt, not same heartache, but I felt strength. I felt so much strength through the Lord. I felt so much strength from God. And it was hard. It was so hard, but nothing like the night before. And I was gonna be okay, and everything would be okay. I didn't know where life would take me, but things were good. And I remember walking down the hall, and I had my little girl in a bassinet, and I was rolling her down to the hospital room where her family was so anxiously waiting. Their excitement was so tangible, and you can feel it. But people could also feel my heartache. And I walked into that room and saw that beautiful family. And again, I felt that peace and I felt that love from God. And when I finally placed her into their arms, I just felt so much love for her. I felt so much love for God, for my family who got me through this, for her new family. As hard as this was for me to go through their excitement, it dulled my pain. And I was able to be so happy for them and so excited for them. Leaving the hospital empty-handed was hard, just like I thought it would. I had my family surrounding me, just walked me to the car. Of course, I was a mess. Then I woke up Christmas, and she wasn't there. I couldn't look down and feel her. I couldn't go check on her. But I remember thinking about this picture that I received from her adoptive grandma. The picture of Mary and Joseph. Thinking about how hard it must have been for Mary to bring her son into this world knowing that she couldn't keep him. That she couldn't protect him. And for some reason, I just feel like that was God telling me that I had someone to look to for support and for comfort. That somehow I, in a very, very small way, I could understand what the Savior did for us and how his mother must have felt. I felt very blessed on Christmas to have gone through that experience, as hard as it was. My little girl's family, they've been so great to send me pictures and updates and emails. And I know that I didn't lose her. I'm just her little fan on the sidelines cheering her on. It's amazing to watch her grow up and see how beautiful she is. And watch her reach these milestones that some of my nieces and nephews are going through, and just thinking, oh, I would love to see her. And I have had the opportunity to see her a couple times. And her family's just so amazing at just keeping me updated and thinking of keeping me in their prayers. Some days are still hard. I still cry every now and then when I think about it. But despite everything that I have gone through, I've realized how blessed I am and how much love God has for everybody, including me. Though life may be hard at times, he's still there, and he's still willing and able and wanting to help us. And sometimes it's hard when we're at our weakest to ask for that help. We might feel like we're unworthy of it. He's there and he loves us and he will bless us in our most trying times. I believe he just sends help in many different ways, in friends and family. And it's about love. It's about how much love he has for us. Just being able to see all of those blessings in our lives truly helps you get through these hard times. And ultimately, at the end of it, you have so much strength, and that strength comes from God. I know going through hard times, you can either become bitter or you can become better through God. And really, truly, through his grace, we are able to be healed of our broken hearts, of the mistakes that we have made. It's incredible.